You know, grandma used to say my nerves are bad. Well, now we know what that means. You know, she's talking about anxiety, but we didn't have the language for it. You know, I just got a case of the blues. That's depression. You know, these are neurological disorders that we need to address in our communities.
That's the voice of hip-hop artist Lecrae. Recently, Studio 5 shined a spotlight on black men and mental health, and Lecrae has been open about his battles with anxiety, depression, alcohol, drugs, and the work it takes to deal with each of them. I traveled to North Carolina to sit down with him backstage while on tour for a candid conversation. This is Conversations from Studio 5.
Congratulations on winning 2 additional Grammys, so you double your shelf population. Is this any different than the previous 2? Is it something different about these 2?
Much different.
How so?
Where do we begin? these were unexpected, and I'm trying to choose my words carefully because I don't want to sound ungrateful, but undesired. Mm-hmm. So the other 2 was like, I hope I get these. I hope I win these. I hope I win these. These were like, I'm definitely not winning these. I just want to give my daughter a wonderful time and bring her to the Grammys. I just want the ultimate daddy-daughter day. So that's all I was concerned. I actually told her, like, hey, I know you want to root for daddy, but I don't want you to be disappointed. Because we're talking Lauren Daigle. We're talking Phil Wickham. We're talking Maverick City. I just need you to know, we're here for the Grammys. And God is just kind, obnoxiously kind. And so it cemented something for me and my daughter, and it also just cemented, like, hey, even if, you know, you have no expectations and you just want to be there for a different reason, God is like, oh, I might have something else in mind.
Wow. Yeah. What was it like for your daughter? I'm a girl dad just like you. What was it like for her and for you to see her on stage with you?
I held back some tears a couple times because, you know, I didn't grow up with my dad. And so, all I ever wanted to be was the father I never had. Just to be present. And to be able to give them experiences and for them to know they're loved and thought of. So being able to do that for her was just a very, very precious moment.
Mm-hmm. You thanked her on stage as well as your mom. Was there a reason you called out mom?
Yeah, because my mom just, you know, she raised me, you know, she just, as a parent now, I know the feeling of like, I hope this works out. I hope this works out. Come on. And I know for her, it's not just a woo-sah. Like, he's fine. It's almost like a, yes, you know, like, almost, I did it. More than I could ever imagine. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
We're here at the Winter Jam Tour. You've been touring. I have to ask, have you been sharing new music? Because I saw hints that something new is coming.
Yes. I plan to share some new music while I'm out here. I haven't yet.
Okay.
I haven't yet, but by the end of this month, people will probably hear something new. By March, the world will hear something new. So,
what's got you most excited about that something new?
You know, I'm just experimenting and working with people I love to work with. I got probably about 5 songs done, and it was like a juggle to see which one should we put out. Let's try this one. Let's try that one. So I think we got to a place where I feel excited about putting out the song we're going to release next month.
On social media, you asked the question, if you could listen to just 1 Lecrae album for the rest of your life, what would it be? I saw your answer, but I'm going to ask again. If you could listen to just 1 Lecrae album for the rest of your life.
It's Church Close One for me.
Okay.
It's Church Close One. And, you know, it sometimes goes between Gravity and Church Close One, but it's Church Close One. I think that was just a special place in my life where I was like, this is me. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
I love it. You talk a lot in conversation, at least one that I watched recently, was you and Tasha Cobbs Leonard mm-hmm. sitting and talking about mental health. There are some other things I want to pick at you on for that one. Yeah. But more seriously, you talked about the fact that when you Google any kind of mental distress you may be feeling, the names that come up are Taraji P. Henson, Tasha Cobbs, mm-hmm. and The Rock.
That's right.
What makes you so open about your mental health struggles?
Because I know what it's like, you know, to suffer in silence. And a good friend of mine in Atlanta, she used to be a massive record executive, Shanti Das. She started Silence the Shame, which helps musicians and artists like cut out the stigma of being silent about your mental health. And it was empowering for me, you know, because I went through a horrific kind of mental health journey. And it's something that I always have to manage for the rest of my life. And I think people need to know that folks who have successful careers, who have families, wrestle just like they do. And so for me, I want people to know, like, this is something you can do mm-hmm. and you can push through, whether it's depression, anxiety, whatever neurological disorders you may be wrestling with, mm-hmm. You can push through.
I remember being in the airport in Texas and learning that they called him Twitch on the Ellen DeGeneres show, killed himself. Mm-hmm. And then I fell in love with a chef on MasterChef named Josh Marks, and I went the other day searching to find, where is he? Mm. Turns out he killed himself. Mm. Both black men. Mm-hmm. Hearing that, seeing things like that, what do you think is happening? These celebrities who seemingly have it all
yeah.
and are bringing light to people.
Yeah.
And
well, that's part of the reason why there's more silence, is because there's this idea that, oh, I've got it all together, so I can't let the world see my vulnerability. Mm-hmm. It's like a cycle, right? The cycle of being vulnerable, having your vulnerability mocked, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, man, I'm really struggling. I'm depressed. What are you talking about? You're depressed. You got a great career. You're on Ellen. You got all this stuff going for you. So then comes anger, which is like an expression of sadness in a lot of ways, and that anger may lead you to do something reckless, and then sadness from your reckless decision, right? Maybe, and then more, then you settle into that depression, and then you're like, what's the point? And so I think if you don't experience support, then you won't know that it's okay to not be okay, for the most cliche term. But I think you've got to get support. And my support has come in the form of close friends and a godly therapist, mm-hmm. Who, and my wife, my God, who allowed me to process those things internally so I can heal externally, instead of just standing in front of the world all the time like, I'm good, and then going to my room and I'm like, I'm not good. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the issue. And obviously in the black community, we are just turning a corner on destigmatizing mental health. Boy, ain't nothing wrong with you. Mm-hmm. You know, grandma used to say, my nerves are bad. Well, now we know what that means. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
she's talking
yeah.
about anxiety, mm-hmm. but we didn't have the language for it. You know, I just got a case of the blues. That's depression. You know, these mm-hmm. are neurological disorders that we need to address in our communities.
What do you say to the black church? I'm a member of the black church. Mm-hmm. What do you say to us? Yeah. In terms of being comfortable, being uncomfortable.
Man, we are amazing at acknowledging our downtrodden experiences and calling out to the Lord, you know, identifying with the Israelites in Egypt and, you know, singing songs of God got me out, he got me through. And I think let's just add this to the repertoire. Let's just add the mental health struggle to the repertoire of the things the black church has to deal with. Because man, that's one of the gifts we have. We have one of these amazing gifts of, we don't hide. We gonna tell you like it is, unless we feel like that's something that should be brushed off. Ain't nobody got time for that. We got bigger fish to fry. No, this is a big fish.
Yeah.
We need to acknowledge that. We'll talk all day long about bills due, you know, baby gotta eat. But there's other issues. We are nuanced and complex people, and we have to be able to address those things within the community.
You shouted out your wife, and I heard you say that you guys have been married, what, 17, 18 years yep. now? The first 10, not pretty?
Not pretty.
But these last seven?
Last seven, much better.
What's the difference?
Therapy. Mm. Sincerely, therapy. A lot of times you don't realize you marry one person, but there are five people over the course of your marriage. And if you don't know how to move and adjust and adapt to this person who they're becoming or who you're becoming, you miss each other. You go different ways. And if you don't learn how to talk through that, you both live on an island. And now you're just roommates and you're wondering, why are we still together? Oh, it must be for the kids. Well, guess what happens when the kids move out? Y'all split up. So we had to find our bond and our connectivity in a new season where we were changing, where we were different. I had to grow. You know, a lot of times, men, we have to grow out of boyhood and become men. And I had to grow. I had to grow up and be a leader and not just like put my foot down as leader, but lead in humility, lead in love, lead in grace, lead in, you know, I'm the one saying, all right, let's do therapy, you know? So I think that's a big piece of it.
I love what all that you said about her on the deep end. Will we see her on the deep end?
I'm hoping so. She runs from the camera like it is nothing. Like it, she runs, she does not. She's like, I just, problem number one, I ramble. Problem number two, I don't have a filter sometimes. And I was like, we can edit. It's editing. She's like, I don't know, we'll see.
So let her know we want to hear from her, especially the way you talk about it. I was like, I want to hear from her.
I will. I'm going to push for it. I'm going to push. My kids, they've, you know, been on YouTube videos and stuff with me. But she's like, I don't know about that. So we're going to work for it.
Real quick, I want to get your response to three hip-hop artist stars that are in the headlines. Just your take. First off, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick. He's a trailblazer, you know. He runs to the beat of his own drum. He's always processing, always trying to learn, always trying to grow. Candidly, Kendrick, don't throw Jesus out with that bathwater. Don't throw the baby out. Come on, Kendrick. We know you know about him. Yeah.
Speaking of that, Lil Nas X in terms of throwing Jesus out with the bathwater.
So with Lil Nas X, man, I believe 1 Corinthians 13 that love believes all, love bears all, right? So I really want to love him in his, what I see is a young person who's so blinded and so naive to truth. And it's like, man, you are playing with fire. You know, like, I hope that God is kind and gracious to him because, man, to play with the name of the Lord is not a slight thing. And so, man, I just hope that he finds people that will be able to talk to him and be able to walk him through truth so that he doesn't think it's something to mock and jest with.
And last one for that, Kanye.
Yay, man. I think, when I think of yay, I understand what it's like to have a neurological disorder, and I can't imagine to have all that access, to have all that freedom, to have so many people telling me yes and no one saying, hey, let's try something different. I think he's very brilliant and intelligent, and because of that, it might hinder him from trusting in the views and the opinions of people who are not as successful as him. And so my hope for Kanye is that he would get the proper treatment that he needs. And that I think I feel like God in some seasons has Nebuchadnezzared him. And sometimes we need that. We need to be just humbled and have to go eat some grass so that we like, oh, I want him to know he can't trust his money. He can't trust his fame. He can't trust the acclaim. He can only trust in the Lord, and that's where his hope is going to lie.
If you could go back in time to speak to young Lecrae, yeah. What would you tell that little boy?
Oh my gosh, I would tell him, listen, you are accepted, you are loved. The things that have happened to you shouldn't have happened, and it doesn't make you who you are. And the experiences that you felt, the disappointment has nothing to do with you failing. People make decisions, and that's not always a reflection of you.
Last thing for you, sugar on grits?
Come on, man.
Sugar on grits.
Come on, now. This what we're doing? Is this what we're doing? Let me tell you something. Sugar on grits is of the Lord. I don't know where these people are from. I'm trying to scratch my head. My grandma, you know, she came from East Texas.
Okay.
East Texas. So maybe it's an East Texas thing. I mean, she lived in Oklahoma for a little while, but I don't know. All I know is, it's been sugar on grits. She's 96 now. She's been putting sugar on her grits. So my mom put sugar on her grits, and I put sugar on mine. And y'all get your salt and pepper out of here. Get it out of here.
Oh, Beatrice Graham, my grandmother's about to turn 106.
Okay.
No sugar on her
grits. Tell your grandma and my grandma, they can need to sit down and talk. Because we got to get this. We need some straightening. Because it's generational, clearly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm finding it's like it's some maybe certain parts of the USA or I don't know.
Mine's South Carolina. No okay. Sugar.
We coming from East Texas.
Okay.
So, and it's sugar. So, I don't know.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Felicia.
Thank
you.
What a great chat. You can read more about Lecrae's story by purchasing his two memoirs, Unashamed and I Am Restored. You can also check out his candid conversations online in his show, The Deep End. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Conversations from Studio 5. And thank you for making this your destination for uplifting interviews in the world of lifestyle and entertainment with a focus on faith. Hope you'll join us again right here next week for a conversation with Julie Chen Moonves. More information on the show, please be sure to check out our Facebook page. You can also find us on Instagram simply by searching Studio 5. We'll see you next week right here on the podcast.